Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Well, here we are, another week in another round of fireworks at the Montana Supreme Court. At issue on Wednesday was the ballot initiative requiring parental notification for a minor to get an abortion, which was passed by 73% of voters clear back in 2012. That, coupled with a law passed by the legislature in 2013 changing the notification provision to full-blown parental consent, were both challenged by Planned Parenthood in 2014. You heard that right. This case has been slow-walked by the courts for the past 10 years and is arguably the poster child for justice delayed being justice denied. Wednesday's proceedings, and really this case at every step of the way, have left voters wondering why the courts are so divorced from the logic and experience that led 73% of voters to vote for the law that protects kids. It begs the question, why do the judges in this case see parents as the enemy? When we look at the judge's defying logic, we have only to look at the other laws that require parental consent. Kids cannot undergo a vast majority of medical procedures without their parents' consent, a point raised by Justice Shea when he questioned whether or not a minor could provide informed consent when most minors would be incapable of providing doctors or surgeons with an accurate medical history. He used the example of his own daughters not remembering if or when they ever had chickenpox. Even more serious would be the inability of most children to provide an accurate list of drugs to which they are allergic. As the hearing began, it quickly became apparent that three of the justices were openly hostile. They peppered Deputy Solicitor General Brent Mead with questions that ignored the parental consent requirements in other areas of fundamental rights, such as the parental consent required for a minor to get married, and instead focused solely on the privacy provisions highlighted in the Armstrong case, which is Montana's equivalent of Roe v. Wade. Once again, left-leaning justices ignored the logic that is so clear to Montana voters and instead chose to treat abortion as sacrosanct. For logic to return to this debate, the Montana Supreme Court must revisit and eventually strike Armstrong, just as the U.S. Supreme Court struck Roe. But until that happens, Montana families will continue to suffer under Armstrong because, as the U.S. Supreme Court said, bad decisions for as long as they remain on the books beget more bad decisions. Derek A. Stryker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, put it more succinctly. In his words, bad law begets bad law. Even more disturbing would be the coupling of Wednesday's displays of judicial hostility with the proposed constitutional amendment legalizing abortion in Montana that could appear on the November ballot. That amendment, as written, could criminalize parental interference if a third party, such as a school counselor, took a minor child of any age for an abortion without their parents' knowledge. And finally, to add insult to injury, Chief Justice Mike McGrath recused himself from the case and was replaced by none other than District Court Judge Elizabeth Best of Great Falls, long recognized by legislators as one of the most liberal judges ever to sit on the Montana bench. The fact that Judge Best displayed open hostility toward the Deputy Solicitor General during this hearing, coupled with the fact that she has personally donated tens of thousands of dollars to pro-abortion candidates over the years, does little to bolster the public's confidence in a fair and impartial verdict. Justice Beth Baker concluded the hearing by saying that the court would take the case under advisement and issue its decision in due time, and will be there to report the outcome the moment they do. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.